Hi, I'm W2P Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with...
Ewan Morton.
Who is the special guest on Saturday, May 12th at Roundhouse Theater's annual gala. They're calling it Broadway in Bethesda, an evening with Ewan Morton. Hey, thanks so much for joining us again.
Yeah, it's nice to be here again. Thank you.
Now, last time you came in studio, it was for... You were playing Hedwig on Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Just debrief on that really quick at the Kennedy Center. How much did you enjoy that stop on the national tour?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, playing Hedwig was honestly, I think, one of the best things I've ever done. Just personally, as an actor, as a performer, I learned so much about myself. And it was a blast. I would have done it forever. If they'd said, let's do another 10 years, I would have done it forever. And probably at the Kennedy Center if they'd let us.
Absolutely. But then after Hedwig, you've joined up in another little show. Not many people have heard about it. What's it called? Hamilton, I think.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in Hamilton. I know, it's amazing, isn't it? It's synonymous. It's worldwide famous. It's a fascinating sort of thing to be part of, this hugely famous beast of a musical. But it's a unique little family, too. I mean, for all its grand size and for all its far-reaching world, it's really a small little family in there, and it's wonderful to be part of and to be welcomed into.
And your role, King George, I think gets one of the You'll Be Back, I think, is one of the catchiest little bits of the whole thing. Did you, what's the key to it? Is it the dot, 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 or is it da-ya-ya-da? I mean, what's the key to that?
I think it's one of the more, it's one of the sort of closest, maybe the closest to sort of musical theater, the closest to sort of Britpop. You know, when we were first sort of rehearsing the role, they mentioned Britpop a few times as sort of being the idea of where it comes from, sort of solo boy band. I think it's just sort of one of the more traditional songs in the piece and the easiest to remember. But, you know, everyone has their favorite in Hamilton. Some people, Dear Theodosia, or one of the Schuyler Sisters songs. Or it's just, I don't know. I don't know why it's so memorable. Just because the king's awesome, probably.
Absolutely. Now, I assume the answer is yes. Did you go see it on Broadway before you joined?
I did, yeah. So a couple of times I saw Brian D'Arcy James. I went in to see him playing the king and obviously saw the show, and I was really blown away by it. It was the first time I'd seen it. I went there after Hedwig. When Hedwig finished, we did Hedwig about 9 months, and then when it finished, I only had 2 weeks off. In fact, the second week wasn't even off because I was rehearsing Hamilton during the days. And then I went straight into the show. I think I finished Hedwig on July the 4th, and I was in Hamilton by July the 28th. So it was a pretty quick turnover, and I've been there ever since. I sort of jumped into this thing. I knew it was popular. I knew it was huge. I knew it was this behemoth. But I'd never seen it. I'd never heard it. So I was sort of going in it a little cold. And it was great. Brian D'Arcy James was so good. I was really nervous after seeing him. At first, I wasn't that nervous. I thought, well, you know, he's in it for 9.5 minutes, and it's the same song 3 times. How can it be hard? It's hard. And Brian made it look super easy.
Why do you say it's hard? Why do you say it's so hard?
Well, it's hard because you have 30 minutes in between your songs.
Ah, yeah.
And you have to sort of maintain character and through line the story. You know, I just come from Hedwig having the whole night about her. She says basically all the lines.
Right.
And, you know, to go to then be in a show which is 9.5 minutes of performance in a 2 hour and 45 minute show, and to have long breaks in between, it was really difficult to sort of maintain character and maintain through line and maintain thought. And singing the same song 3 times with different lyrics is confusing. On my very first public performance, I walk on stage, all my friends are there, and I sang the opening lines to part 2 of the song rather than part 1.
Right.
And, you know, as you can imagine, it was humiliating. I managed to get back on, but it's not one of those things where you can, you know, make a mess and it's only the fans who know. Everybody in the audience is a fan. So one mistake, one word, one line, one gesture, and everybody knows. So there was no, you couldn't, you know, you're doing 10 things at once, including thinking, I'm an idiot. How can I be so stupid? So yeah, no, it is hard. It's harder than it may look.
So if you're replacing D'Arcy James and you and everyone else sort of in you know, the Hamilton 2.0 cast, how does that work? Are you auditioning for Lynn, or how does that work?
Lynn was not there at my audition. I put myself on tape for the piece first because I was away on the Hedwig thing, and they were looking for someone, and I put myself on tape. So maybe Lynn saw the tape. When I finally met them to discuss whether it would work for me to be part of it, Lynn wasn't there. So either he saw the tape or didn't care.
Gotcha. I think they cast you as King George because they'd seen you as Boy George. They knew you had some George in you. Remind our listeners about Taboo.
I do seem to play George a lot. I think there's another one in there too somehow. I can't remember who he was, but there was someone. I mean, look, Taboo was even 15 years later. It's been 15 years since it came to New York. It's still the most formative piece of work I've done, the most formative period in my life as a person. I mean, everything changed when I moved to this country. I'm not sure that it was all for the better, but it was all for the experience. It was all to get me where I am today, as I'm sure every experience is for someone. But I don't know, Taboo just meant something more than a successful piece of theater. It wasn't about the prizes. It wasn't about the accolades. It was about who I was becoming as a person because of it. And it took a long time afterwards for any of that to become fact, for any of it to become a hardened truth. But Taboo was the beginning of my deeper, more meaningful growth as a person. And I look back on it now with a fondness. In fact, you know, I don't care what anyone says, but one of the songs I'm singing at Roundhouse will be the Stranger in This World song. But you always knew, didn't you, Mother? Not because I think the audience wants it anymore, because Taboo was so long ago that if you weren't a Taboo fan, you don't really know it. But because I still have such an affinity for that song, I still have such feeling for that song, I still owe that song. a lot. And so, it still appears in my repertoire today, and it isn't because I'm bored of it, but people request it. It's because I love to sing it still here now.
Awesome. So, yeah, let's pivot into the Roundhouse thing. You said that's one of the songs you'll sing. What else? What else is on the set list? Are you allowed to give us a little teaser?
I am going to sing some songs from musicals that I've done in my life, and that's actually, it sounds a little boring, but actually it's not something I do very often. I usually end up singing a lot of my favorite pop songs or jazz, you know, lots of different genres, but I don't really do a lot of musical theater songs. It's, in fact, a few gigs I've done, people have said, why don't you get more musical theater, why don't you do more musical theater? And this time around, you know, it's a theater. And and because I haven't done it before, I want to just kind of put together a kind of a collection of things. So I want to sing I did the show Parade in 2011 at Ford's Theater. Mm-hmm. And I want to sing one of Leo Frank's songs, It's Hard to Speak My Heart. It's a beautiful song. I hadn't thought about it in years. And when this idea came up, I thought, oh God, I loved singing that song. It was so deep and meaningful and connective. And
awesome.
So I wrote it down. And then I started saying, well, what else could I do? Can I sing from Chess, which I did at Signature? You know, can I sing from Sondheim on Sondheim? Can I sing from Taboo? Will I sing from Hedwig? And then I realized, my God, I've done a lot of musicals. And there's a whole gig worth of musicals in there. And there's a couple of songs that I really want to sing that I've never sung anywhere before except in the bathroom. And most of the time they're dreadful because I can't remember the lyrics or because they're so fast. Like, I love the song, Another 100 People Just Got Off of the Train and Came Up to the Ground. Okay, that's a really difficult song, and no one should choose to do it for a gig because you're an idiot.
Only for the bathroom. Only the bathroom.
Oh, save it for the bathroom. But I've decided I want to try it. So it's in my rehearsal list. We'll see what happens. I don't know if I'll make it to the stage.
All right, well, I guess just in closing, I mean, I know sounds like there's going to be a reception and sort of a seated dinner. I think there's going to be a live auction, and the winner of the Bernard Ebb Songwriting Awards is going to perform too. So I guess just in closing, why should our listeners come on out and take part in this event?
Well, because another chance to support local theater. And I think the D.C. and the surrounding tri-state area theater supporters are always there. They're some of the best in the country, and I know because I've traveled this country in many different kinds of theater. There's a support network there, and we hope that continues. You should definitely come. It'll be a great evening. I'm there, for God's sake.
You should need no more incentive other than that. All right, cool.
Exactly. Who knows what I'll say?
Awesome.
Man, I'm the Michelle Wolf of musical theater.
Oh, man, yeah. Talk about open up a can of worms there. That was fun.
I mean, you know, it's a crazy world.
It is. We got to laugh and sing and dance. So, yeah, everyone come out. It's, again, it's an evening with Juan Morton down at Roundhouse Theater on Saturday, May 12th. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Really nice to talk to you again.